What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Chap at Sonoma County Fairgrounds. I'm here with Big Jim's Barbecue. Jim himself, Jim, again, tragedy strikes. The chefs are first in line, feeding the first responders, the firefighters, and those in need who need a meal. World Central Kitchen at the helm of all of this. Tell me what's been going on here on a daily basis since the Kincaid fire broke out.
Well, on a daily basis right now, you know, our job is actually put out good nutritional meals. We have hot lunches and dinners. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's one step above the notch. I mean, we're really close to gourmet. We have had the opportunity with wonderful chefs. Today we have Guy Fieri made up our menu today, and they're putting out 2,000 lunches today and 4,000 dinners tonight. We had a wonderful chef yesterday in the last 4 days put out some of the best food in the entire world. And Tyler Florence knows what he's doing. His flavor profile is awesome, and everything was on point.
And isn't it wonderful that when tragedy strikes, people come together? And the most important thing people need when they're displaced, of course, is a warm meal.
That's correct. It's a nutritional meal that they can actually eat. And we've got first responders and people that have actually lost their homes and have been evacuated. These are families that are in need, Liam. These people need food. And the greatest thing in the entire world is we get a chance to give them the really good food.
And isn't it wonderful when you get to stand alongside your brothers and sisters, like Chef Tracy Desjardins, we're going to see in a second, like Guy Fieri, like Tyler Florence, like Dusky, like so many others, who just show up because there's a need.
Oh, we're all volunteers here.
Yeah.
And you know the greatest thing in the world is everyone's doing something. There's not one person standing around, and it's all team effort. Everyone's like, oh, listen, I'm not doing anything right now. Is there something for me to do? You know, and everybody jumps in.
Well, listen, I know as soon as I'm done with this interview, I'm going to be on the line. I'm going to be cutting some potatoes, peeling potatoes, cutting some veggies, something for
sure. Oh, yeah, no, we've got something for you, Liam. Yes, we do.
And the spirit of an energy of everyone here. This fire's been going on now for a week. How is the energy and the spirit of the people?
Well, to be honest with you, our governor just did a walkthrough 4 days ago and told all firefighters to basically get this fire out. I mean, that's what they did. We're right now at 60% containment right now. There's 5,000 firefighters working.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and they've come from all over. Some have flown in from Hawaii. Some have driven up from Palm Springs. They've come down from Oregon. They've come in from Nevada. I mean, these firefighters, again, running into the line of fire. When everyone else is running for safety, they're going in.
Well, I don't have the exact numbers here, but I've heard that there's over...
5,000?
Well, there's that, but there's also with the amount of... There's seven different states firefighters that are here, even from Montana, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona, and it's just a group effort. So hopefully a little bit later we can go, we can speak with a firefighter, so I'm going to give you a little tour afterwards. So.
Yeah. Should we go and say hi to Guy? I know he's in the weeds here.
He's probably in the little bit.
He's in the weeds, so there's music cranking, and so you got fresh produce. You got some music cranking, and
this is Sean right here.
Hey, Sean.
Liam.
I'm Liam with KCBS. We're just doing a little conversation about what's happening here.
Oh, cool.
And I love that this band of brothers are all coming together to make things happen.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Yeah.
It's great to see everybody turn out.
Yeah. Hey, Guy.
What's up, man?
Liam. Hello, brother.
Everybody?
So, Guy's here, Liam Makelam with KCBS. Guy, one quick question.
Talk to me, Goose.
For you to be here with all your chefs, your band of brothers and sisters at this time, there's no one who says no, right?
No, you can't say no. This is all perfect. It's exactly right. Yeah. You know what would really help me is let's take it out of the bus tubs. Let's get it into a big plastic bag.
the big plastic bag.
And we'll, that'll be easier to hold it in, and then we won't be, you know. Awesome. Anyhow, yes, sir.
You are working. You are in it.
We got it, man. We got it. We're going to do, we just, the really neat thing is we opened up a little cafe in the front today where we've been doing the production. So the all the first responders that haven't had a chance to enjoy some of what we're making, because they're here in town or they're here stuck at base, we've put something together really cool. And we thought it would just be a nice little thing to invite people. Yep. Oh, my gosh. But it's been great. And it's been a great chance to thank everybody. And for all the volunteers to get recognized by folks, because there's just so many people that are working their butts off to make this happen day in and day out. Some volunteers have been here the entire time. Some come for a couple hours. Some have gone to work and come back from work.
Sure.
So, no, it's great. And we're getting ready for service tonight. Trying to keep the menus diversified. What's up, Chef? How are you?
Yep, Big Jim's helping you out here.
Oh, Big Jim. Big Jim can do what three guys can do.
Hey, was it clean?
It was cleaner can be, brother.
Man,
thank you.
I cleaned that. Hey, it took 2 hours to clean the
trust
smoker.
Trust me.
I cleaned it. I wiped it.
He knows exactly what's up.
And last question for you, Guy. I know this is personal. This is your backyard. This is
No, we had the fire come to our house. We, 39 acres of the 42 acres on our ranch burnt. So it burned up right to the back door, but
so you're feeling it.
Oh yeah, but you know, I'm going to tell you something. This is when you find out where you're from, and find out who your neighbors are, and find out who your friends are, and find out all the resources that these first responders are superheroes. I mean, they should all have capes.
They should.
You know, they should have. We should have a parade just about them going down the middle of the street, because what they do, how they do it, when they do it, and with the attitude in which they do it, which is a big smile and a positive energy.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's here.
Guys, thanks for showing up. Good to see you, brother. All right? Always.
Like the shirt.
Good to see you, man. No, I'm getting on the line. I'm chopping carrots as soon as this is done. So, Jim, on an average day, how many people are you feeding here?
Yesterday's counts was 3,000 lunches and 3,000 dinners. As well as, you know, we just got here right now. We'll get the final numbers coming in. I'm hoping we're close to 4,000 to 5,000 for dinner tonight. And because they know that World Central Kitchen's here and they've got the good stuff. So.
Yeah. So as we walk down the line here, I'm hearing the clash that's getting all the cooks pumped.
Firefighters
are coming in. Guys, thank you for everything you do.
Where's Monrovia?
Down in Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
So you drove up to be here?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're so happy we got to help.
And
just
how long?
Be a part of it.
How long were you on the lines here?
This is our day four.
Yeah.
Day four for us.
And what was the worst of it that you've seen the last few days?
The worst of it we see is when people get evacuated out of their homes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we were here towards the very end of it during mop-up. So we weren't on the front lines in the sense of what the city of Sonoma County, those firefighters, they absolutely killed it. They are so dialed in. Everything they did was so perfect. We were able to come in towards the end of it and help mop, they call it mopping things up.
Well, listen, we love that you guys, you're running into the line of fire when others are running out. So for that, we thank you to you and your brothers and sisters. Thank you.
Everything you did to be here, we really appreciate it because you make it that much easier for us.
Well, thank the chefs.
Thank you so much.
That's how we do it. No, my pleasure. And I first of all, never trust a skinny chef. And the food here is really good, okay? Except
good to know,
you.
Good to know.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, excellent. Monrovia, which is where, did you say?
Just outside of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. And how's everything down south?
Not looking too good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about demobilizing us tomorrow. Anyone that came up from the southern end of California is going to get demobilized because they need some help.
Yeah. Well, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
Appreciate it.
Folks, I'm here with Jim from Big Jim's Barbecue. Jim, come on over here. I know that... this isn't your first rodeo, and you've brought the biggest and baddest smokers, but this one here looks pretty bad. Tell us about it. And what's this doing?
Well, right now, this is the apparatus right here. This is an old hickory pit, which is a good one. Well, Chef Andre doesn't like to have any smoke on his meat, so what we're using is 100% propane and using these large apparatuses. They're tow behind smokers that we're just using the propane in there. So tonight's dinner going to be consist of high proteins, high carbs, and we have lots of healthy vegetables. In about 2 minutes or so, what I'll do is I'll go there and we'll go down the menu, and I'll get the exact menu for dinner right now. Everybody's got their own crew, and this is what we do.
For folks listening, finally, Jim, for folks listening at home, and they're probably thinking, what can I do? How can I help? Do you need volunteers, money? How can people get involved with World Central Kitchen and with what you're doing up here?
Oh, I'm not going to lie to you. We love volunteers here at World Central Kitchen, and we'll have on our website, we have people to sign up there on this. We don't recommend anybody coming up unless they do sign up, because we're getting... plenty of people helping out, but everybody will do everything from starting from cleanup to prep. We need everyone. I need people that know how to have kitchen skills, people that are even people that just love to come up and just help out, help us out. We have a job for you.
Good. So you're gonna put me on potato peeling section?
Oh, we hold on. We got the whole kitchen for you. I'm gonna make some room.
Jim, God bless you, my friend. I call you my brother because you are a brother. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard Jim from Big Jim's Barbecue, World Central Kitchen. They are feeding those in need right here. On the front lines here at Sonoma County Fairground. I finished my interview. The work continues. A lot of people to be fed. But you can donate. You can volunteer. Sign up. Just go to the website. And the website is?
It's World Central Kitchen.
That's it. So just put that in Google. It'll pop up. More info and the direct links at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chat.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.